This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance for Europeans and people of European descent wherever they may dwell upon the earth. Good to be with you. We have completed the moving of our server. Hopefully we won't have the problems that have plagued us over the last 30 days or so. And we are going to be dedicated, and we are dedicated to making a website that is not only excellent in terms of its content and ideas and philosophy and facts, but a website that is technically proficient, and we're going to try to put in a number of safeguards into this system, whereas if we are down through attacks or whatever other problems we might have, that we'll be back up and reaching the world as we should be on these vital issues. I really believe that our voice is absolutely critical and important for European Americans, wherever they live on the earth, and I think that the ideas we represent are so vital for those people around the world who dare to stand up to the incredible threat that is the radical Jewish extremist viewpoint, the incredible Jewish supremacist powers that exist on this planet in terms of media, in terms of government, in terms of finance and other aspects of life. We have it very clearly demonstrated in what's going on in the Middle East. In fact, we see it every day. In fact, once your eyes are open, once you've connected all the dots, you begin to see exactly what's happening. You begin to learn and understand exactly how the whole system works. For instance, there has been an unending cascade of attacks against the Palestinian people for the fact that they dared to elect Hamas to lead the Palestinian government. Of course, this is a little hypocritical, isn't it? Because you always talk about it, these leaders like Bush and all the neocons like Wolfowitz and Pearl always talk about the need for democracy in the Middle East and around the world. Yet as soon as these people exercise their democracy and elect someone the Jewish supremacists don't like, then suddenly, oh, they're terrible and we won't even talk to them. Is that how you lessen tensions? Is that how you lessen terrorism, that you don't talk to people who you don't agree with politically? I don't think so. But that's exactly what our government is doing right now. And the truth is, the coverage is absolutely biased. They continue to talk about Hamas as a terrorist organization. It is not a terrorist organization. It has been a military wing of the Palestinian movement. The Palestinian people have the right to have a military and to protect their interests the same as Israel has that right. And the idea that Israel can have this all-powerful military and this huge prison system and torture system and roadblocks and massive weapons and even nuclear weapons and biological weapons and psychological weapons and bulldoze thousands of houses, the idea that the Palestinian people can't have a military wing to protect their interests and their freedom is absolutely incredibly, incredibly hypocritical and biased. Israel itself was founded by terrorism. Anyone who has studied the issue knows that. The later heads of Israel, including Menachem Begin, including Itzhak Shamir and many others, committed terrorist acts such as the bombing of the King David Hotel, kind of a mini 9/11. Probably bigger than 9/11 if you consider the size of Israel and the population of Israel at the time. The great massacre is at Deir Yassin, for instance. The literal ethnic cleansing of 500,000 Palestinian people from their homes, from their businesses, from their farms. And then not allowing them to come back and then declaring their land was, quote, abandoned and then confiscated by the Jewish state. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, obviously, I mean, one thing that's we've been taught over the last few months, look at the lesson of North Korea, is that a nation that cannot defend itself, that cannot stand up and defend itself in any capacity, is totally, totally at the whim and the power of those who want to invade or attack or bomb or whatever. We saw that lesson, haven't we, in Iraq as compared to North Korea? Iraq never was any threat to have nuclear weapons before we attacked them. In fact, they weren't close. They weren't 5 years away. They weren't 10 years away. They weren't any years away from a nuclear weapon. And we attacked that country. We've killed 100,000 civilians, thrown that nation into total chaos, jailed tens of thousands of people, tortured many of them. And it's just a fact of life. It hurts me to say it as an American, to say this is what has happened, but it's true. Look at Abu Ghraib. Look at the conditions. And actually, we've supported a nation that's in some ways opposed to the United States in the past. That's Iran, because we've supported the faction which is closer to Iran. And those are the people we say are the big threat today. Well, I don't think Iran's a big threat. We only will make these people a threat if we make them a threat to us. They are not a threat to the West. They're not a threat to America. They may be a threat to Israel. But you see, we have such a biased and such a double standard that goes on, and that's because of this media control. So you have 1,000 articles about how terrible Hamas is, and then you have thousands of articles on the other side telling us how that Errol Sharon is a great man and a moderate and a person who has not listened to the extremist voices of Israel. That is the biggest bunch of malarkey. This man is a war criminal. If anyone should stand before the dock in a war crimes trial for the massacre and murder of innocent people, it's Ariel Sharon. Ariel Sharon. That's a fact. There's no denying it. There's no getting around it. That's a fact. And yet this man is being, his history is being whitewashed by the media, and we're not allowed to know the truth. And we continue to get this this garbage about Hamas. We get this garbage about Syria. Syria is not an enemy of the United States. I've been to Syria. I've met many Syrians. And I can tell you, they want to be friends with the United States. They say to me, why in the world is your government trying to hurt Syria like this, trying to destroy Syria? Why is this happening? The whole idea that Syria was occupying Lebanon, so they've got to get out. We have the nerve to say that when we're occupying Iraq right now. We're not even Muslim. We're not part of that tradition. We're not that heritage. We're not Arabs. You know, we've put a military force. We've thrown that country into absolute chaos. And we've killed tens of thousands of men, women, and children. And we have the nerve to talk about Syria occupying or that they had occupied Lebanon. The truth is that they were invited into Lebanon. They didn't invade as we invaded Iraq. We weren't invited into Iraq. It was because of this terrible civil war and this conflict that existed in Lebanon for so many years. That the Lebanese wanted the Syrians to come in, and they brought stability. They stopped the civil war. They lessened the hatred between the groups. And when the pressure was put onto Syria to leave, Syria left. Syria left Lebanon. They are trying to get along with us. They want to be our friends. Instead, we start, you know, these sanctions against Syria, and we make these enormous, these incredible, impossible tasks on Syria. We say we want Syria to stop the infiltration of some of the people who oppose the American occupation of Iraq across their borders. America can't even do that. With these huge amounts of money and drone planes, we can't even find out where these people are infiltrating on the Iraqi side of the border, but somehow the Syrians are supposed to find that on their side of the border without taking away their own civil liberties and their own rights and way of life in their own country and making their own people hate them. Are they supposed to go door-to-door without warrants and knock people around and shoot people and all the rest of it in Syria? And can they? Could they? Could they? Of course not. And the latest is, of course, the neocons have told Syria that they have to basically disarm Hezbollah and the militias in Lebanon. Well, we made Syria leave Lebanon. We told them to leave. Now, how in the world is Syria going to make these people disarm when we're not even in Lebanon anymore, when they're not even in the country to begin with? But this is the kind of bias, and this is the kind of coverage that we get with a media that's dominated by these Jewish extremists. And I'm sorry, they are Jewish extremists. They are radicals. In fact, they are supremacists. And if you read my book, Jewish Supremacism and My Awakening, you will learn that this is a fact. This is the truth. These so many of these Jewish ladies, these neocons, they are absolute Jewish extremists who want to see not only the Jewish and the Israeli control over the West Bank and over more of the world, but they want to see they want to control our media. They want to control our government. They want to control our foreign policy. It's the tail wagging the dog in the United States. Well, this has been our first broadcast under the new system. I hope it came all right. I will upload this as soon as I possibly can and get this going. And I look forward to being with you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have a series of shows that will not be interrupted. I can see that our broadcast has not broken down. We have not broken connection during this 30 minutes, and I'm so glad to be with you and to know that our technology is getting better and our program is going to be more active and more available for all of us. Thank you so much for being with me today, and please take your fingers on your keypad. You're right at the computer right now. You should be. And spread this idea around. Spread our website around. And we need more writers, by the way, for our website who will write in the kind of style that I like, obviously, and the kind of approach that I like as illustrated by my books and my articles. I think there's a fine line with our principles to write in a intelligent way, in a decent way, in a way that others might perceive in terms of stereotypes. And that's the problem. The media produces certain stereotypes of what our people are. If you say anything about Jews, they want to produce this image of maybe some German National Socialist running around or some guy with a monocle or some evil person. But the truth is that to oppose any sort of supremacism or control by other people over other peoples is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And it's funny. We have no complaints about criticism of white supremacy. And by the way, I'm not a white supremacist at all. I want to preserve my heritage and my way of life, but I don't want to rule over everybody else on the planet, force my way onto these other planets. If I were president of the United States, I wouldn't have military bases in 67 countries of the world. No, I'd be trading maybe with them effectively. And by the way, and not in a way that will destroy American business and American industry. No way. I wouldn't sell out America with insourcing and outsourcing. But anyway, it's like Ben Franklin says, like George Washington said, really, our first president, when he said we need to be enemies of none and friends to all, and we do not need and we should never get involved in the conflicts of foreign nations. And I really believe that. You know, our true interest in this country lies with securing our own borders, not the borders of Iraq. Our true interest should be concerned about making sure that our middle-class Americans can afford medical care, then making sure that our borders are secure and that we don't become a minority in our own country. You know, that the great majority of the American people don't face reverse discrimination, called affirmative action, which indeed is a common phenomenon today. That somehow we get back control over our media, and we make our media, our television, our movies, radio, broadcasting, we make it something that empowers our people and teaches ideals of honor and honesty and duty and courage and beauty, and not the rot that is washed over the American people every day. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good to be with you, and I'll certainly be with you again tomorrow, and thank goodness everything went well, and this is our new technology, and hopefully that everything's going to go great from here on out, and we're going to try to make a lot of fail-safe systems to where very seldom will our website be down, and if it gets down, it's not going to be down for long. And we'll thank Emmanuel for that, our good webmaster, and we will tell him that we appreciate his hard work, and we know that he'll be working even harder to get everything going perfectly correct. Thanks so much, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.davidduke.com.